prohibited by a section line, would you like that put together?
I would have to think about it.
You would
have to think about it.
Okay, just let us know in writing, we can do it. I'll ask the mapper to do that.
Yeah. All right, does anyone on the board have a motion? You can either deny or you can grant and reduce to some other square amount per square foot. I mean, I think that's the only option.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and I don't, again.
What was it last year?
It was
$20 for the whole thing.
What was the evaluation? Because it hadn't been assessed.
Nobody went back out there to to assess it.
It was residential.
In other words, they just went out and assessed it. They found out that it's being used as a parking lot, and now they've assessed it. They're trying to do consistent with a parking lot.
So it's part of that business.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make a motion. I can see justification here somewhat. It's not Campy World type quality. It's at $2.50.
Right. That's why we brought it down to $2.
Yeah. So if we said, you know, you probably deserve some kind of discount for the way, you know, it's not paved. It's just a lot. You got some easements. I was going to recommend $1.50 a square foot.
Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Chairman abstains. Motion passes. Reduced down to $1.50 a square foot. I think we actually need to put an actual value on our motion. I'm not sure.
That would be better.
Okay, but I don't know what is that. What would that be?
Hang on a second. Okay, so that would make the whole thing, the total at appraised 45,080, and total assessed 14,430, which brought it down by 25%.
Okay, did you get that in the motion?
45,008 appraised value and 14,430 assessed.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Good to see you again, Larry.
Yep. Good seeing you.
Okay, guys, do you want to keep plowing through and see if we can?
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Could we see if we can get?
You got the 370 and 371, the low income housing.
Okay. You have to be somewhere at a certain time.
Me, just at noon.
Okay.
I just have to meet. But I think we'll have some time today to maybe talk about our stuff. It looks like we have everything but the last two pages. Is that right? BOE 350?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one would be Coles, and I don't know. We've talked to this gentleman before. I think he also was doing Target.
I'm not ready for him. I'm going to call him at lunchtime.
Okay.
Can we?
Can we break for lunch and.
Well, is there? I guess we're going to have to come back, right?
Valerie Budd is going to be here at some point, but I would like her called and see if we can get to her early.
She's in a teleconference.
Huh?
She is a teleconference.
Right, but can we? But can you potentially call her and tell her we may call her early afternoon? And see if that's possible, because, and then we, after that, we've only got three other, and they're all teleconferences, and we can see if we could try to do some of them now, or we can do them when we come back
everybody
for lunch.
Everybody was called yesterday and notified that it would be, it could be earlier.
You just want to...
Let's call a couple and...
Okay. Go ahead and call. And but you, on BOE 350, you want to do it after lunch because you need to talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay. BOE 231, we can see if we can get a hold of them. Is this Glenn?
No, this is Sean.
Sean, my name is David Akers. I'm chairman of the Taney County BOE. We have you on the docket this afternoon, and it shows Glenn Carbon's name. And we were trying to figure out if we might be able to take that up a little earlier or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, can you speak to it then?
Speak to it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually on a Teams call with my financial advisor.
Okay.
Do you mind me just putting on hold for a minute?
Oh, sure. If you could take it up now, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, Quentin. I've got Taney County Board of Equalization. I had an appointment for 3:30, but they're wanting to try to do it now. Can we cut this short and follow up? I'm pretty much free all next week if you want to send me an invite, or even the rest of this week, I've got time. Just let me know what your availability is.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
And please, I apologize, please tell me your name again.
Sean Greville.
Sean. And, okay, so that would explain the Greville property investments.
Yeah. The house, it's me and my wife with my younger brother. Okay. He actually lives down there in Lampy.
Okay.
We purchased a house together, and we wanted to, for protection purposes, we wanted to put it into an LLC.
Sure.
You know, for any liability purposes or anything.
Right. Smart move. Yeah, we understand. Are you there?
Did you lose?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of lost you there for a second. Sean, is this property the only property that you and your wife and own down here in Taney County?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it's used for nightly rental. Is that why it's on the docket?
Well, it's used for multiple purposes. So
sure.
I have my dad and three of my brothers and their wives and kids and everybody. They all live in Lampy.
Okay.
And so we're coming down there next week. We come down and stay down there probably, I don't know, 8 times a year at least.
Yeah, Sean. Here's what we've been doing with these, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm hoping that I can help you right off the bat here. What we've been doing with these is we've been classifying them. If you have one property as mixed use for people that use their property, of course, you know, for other purposes than nightly rental, but sometimes put it in a nightly rental program. Is that basically your situation?
Yeah.
Okay. If you just have the one property in Taney County.
I think you said his brother was an owner and his brother does live here. Is
what
he said.
And Lampy, yeah, over in Stone County, he does.
Oh, Stone County.
Okay. What we've been doing on these properties is that if you put them in a nightly rental program on the first one, we're giving people a break basically and saying it's 25% commercial, 75% residential, and use it and classify it as mixed use. If you do acquire any other properties to use in a nightly rental program in the county, then we classify those as 100% resident, or excuse me, 100% commercial. But if you just have that one, that's what we've been doing. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yes, it does. And that was my understanding when I spoke to my real estate agent and friend. I don't know if you're familiar with Dan Bing.
I do know.
That's what. Okay. Yeah, that's what my understanding was going to be.
Okay. Well, what's happening in the assessor has been candid about what she's doing on these properties. When you may get these on a regular basis because we don't know whether or not you've acquired more properties, and so we have to come in. We let people who own multiple properties for nightly rental pick the one they want to be the mixed use. Okay. So, but if you acquire more of them, I mean, don't be surprised if you get another one. So that's what's been happening. I would make a motion on BOE 231 that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you for your time, Sean, and you'll get your decision letter consistent with what we've just said. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to BOE 227. Let's see if I can get a hold of them. No, I just messed up. No. Okay, how do I end it? Where's the end? Okay, there it is.
Hello,
my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. You have an appointment this afternoon by teleconference, or someone does, for Streamside LLC, and I didn't know if there was any way that you might be able to take that up early.
At what time?
We can do it now or at any time, or we can try to do it after lunch if that's a more convenient time. We were just is this just a nightly rental?
Yes. So I co-own this property with a family friend, and so he wanted to get in on the call as well. I can try to reach him right now, and if we can get him on the call, then we can go ahead and do it now.
Okay, that'd be fine. Can I ask you a couple questions before we go? And I might be able to streamline this. Do you guys have any other property besides this one in Taney County?
Nope, this is the only one.
Okay, and you got a notice that it was being classified 100% commercial?
Correct.
Okay. Here's what we've been doing on these, and I don't know if this, maybe you can make the decision or you need to call him, but if you just have one property in Taney County that you're using in a nightly rental program and, you know, maybe occasionally come stay in it or family or friends, we've been giving people a break on the first one, which is a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. And then if you purchase or obtain any future properties for nightly rental, then those are classified as 100% commercial. But on this first one, if you only have the one, that's what we've been doing. And if you rent it out more than 25% of the time, then it's a bargain to you from that standpoint. So if you think that that's sufficient for him, we can go ahead and make a motion. But if you want to call, we can also call. Yes?
No, that would be sufficient for us because that's kind of what we were leaning toward as well because, like you said, we only have this one. So
okay.
We are okay with doing it
Well, let me,
25% commercial.
All right, let me ask the assessor. The assessor had something.
Yeah, the only question is, you know, she's saying another person's – who are we speaking to? It says the owner is Patel.
Okay, she's just asking who the owners are of the property.
Okay. Yes, so I'm one of the owners, and my name is Mika Kumari.